Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Again, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. And yes, this is Saturday night, September 15th, 2018. I am Executive Director and Host Brother James Brown Jr. We come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Well, as I always do, I'm asking all first-time listeners and all listeners, please get your Bibles. Get your pen, get your paper ready to follow along with the man of God in the person of Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministry in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth the word of God on tonight. And why do I ask everyone to open up your Bibles and read as we go through God's word together? The word of God tells us that my people perish for the lack of knowledge. And I don't want anyone to take it lightly or think or take it for granted. Or even contemplate in your mind that we're making up things. So we want you to be able to read it for yourself as we go through God's word together on tonight. But as we always do, we always open up with prayer. And as usual, I'm asking all the listeners to please go into prayer with me at this time, because we serve a God, the Most High God. He is everywhere at the same time, and he is so awesome in all of his ways that he can hear all of his people, all of his children, calling on his name at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again on tonight to give you glory, honor, and praise for who and all that you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just another day that you have allowed us to see. We thank you, Lord, because we know that you made it. And we know that without you, we would not be here to see this day. But we don't take it lightly or for granted, because we know, without a doubt, it was you, only you. And so we just give you the glory and honor on tonight. We ask that you will continue to have mercy upon each one of your children, your saints all over the land. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are not like man. You know where your children are. And you know the faithful, committed, humble doers of your word all over the land. So we lift up everyone on tonight that is lifting up your name, the name of Jesus Christ. Those that are being faithful doers of your word on tonight. Continue to lead and guide us individually and then as a corporate body of believers, that we can fulfill our God purposes in the earth for your glory at such a time as this. We are living in evil days and evil times. And Father, you are not so awesome that you do not realize what's going on in the world. You already told us in your word that these things are going to happen. So it's not by surprise you are already aware, you already informed of what's going to happen. So that's why we have to lean and depend on you and put our faith and our hope and trust in you, because you see everything and you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like, how it feels, or what we think. Thank God that you are in total control. And Father, we now come lifting up all those that may be listening tonight that are not saved in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, that you would move by your Spirit through your word on tonight, that something would be said to the point that they would be able to open their own mouth and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them on tonight is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we now lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. I include my father, Heavenly Father. You know his situation. He's dealing with stage 4 cancer and is advancing. But we know that you are still working miracles even today. Some people have been way beyond where he is right now, and you have healed them. So there's nothing too hard or impossible for you to do. But we pray, Lord, that your will, not our will, but your will be done in the life of our father, James Frank Brown Sr., for your glory in the name of Jesus Christ. And not only him, but all those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies, minds, and spirit, touch, heal, and deliver, Heavenly Father, as only you can, because we know that you are the doctor that's never and never have and never will lose a patient. We also come lifting up all those that have grieved on tonight. Touch, heal, and deliver them, Heavenly Father, comfort and strengthen their broken hearts. Let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Heavenly Father, we pray and now and lift up all those that are affected by Hurricane Florence. We see that the water is rain is coming down in masses, and it's coming down not in inches but in feet, in foot weight. And so we know that you know about that situation as well. And we thank you that you are even in control of that. So you do allow certain things to happen for certain reasons, but we know that you are in control. But we ask that you will continue to cover your people, Heavenly Father, that are affected by the storm, those that are in the surrounding areas where the storm is passing through, even right now at Hurricane Florence. Continue to cover them in the blood of Jesus. We pray that your will be done in each life and blood in that situation. And then, Heavenly Father, we come now. We lift up all those, Heavenly Father, that have been affected by the mass gas explosion in Massachusetts on yesterday. Over 30-some homes were destroyed by fire because of a mass gas explosion. But we thank you that you are in control of every situation. So give those people comfort and joy and strength, even knowing that they still have their lives and knowing that you can replace the things that they have lost. But their lives are in your hands. So we just lift them up to you, Lord, right now, and ask you to comfort them and let them know that there will be peace and there will be better days even after this. So now, Lord, we come asking that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase through us on tonight, that your word will go forth with power on tonight. And we pray that your word will be received in love, that you will be glorified through it all. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. So move by your Spirit as only you can, Heavenly Father. We pray and now lift up all those that are faithful listeners to this broadcast. Continue to bless them. Continue to use them to spread the news about this ministry, that others can tune in and be blessed. Others can tune in and be saved through the word, through your word, through your vessel that brings forth your word over this network. So we just give you the glory, honor, and praise for it all. And we ask that you will have your way on tonight. We pray now, Lord, and not forgetting to thank you for your grace and for your mercy toward each one of us in spite of our fear. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We have another spiritual food for thought for tonight. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, you cannot heal properly until your emotions are healed. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, I cannot be healed properly until our emotions are healed. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, I do not have any announcements for tonight, but what we're going to do right now, we're going to get ready for Pastor Norman King to come forth with the word, but we're going to go to our music break right now. And this music selection, the Lord led me to go to some old quartet singing for tonight. And this song is for all anyone that doubts God. If you have doubt or fear in your heart about the God that we serve, know that God is able to do anything but fail, but you must have faith in him, and then you've got to believe. So we're going to listen to the Swan Silvertones as they sing for us as our music break, Only Believe. Again, this is a quartet song. It's something that some people may not be familiar with. It may be new to some people, but take the time out and listen to the words of the song. It will bless your soul. I pray that you will enjoy the music selection on tonight. Only Believe by the Swan Silvertones. Bear with me just 1 second. You know, when you have this, there we go. Thank you. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I hope that you enjoyed that selection. Only believe, and that's what you got to do. It takes faith to believe. You got to believe God and take him at his word. So that's what you got to do on tonight. If you feel like throwing in the towel, if you feel like giving up, that's what the enemy wants you to do. But you got to stand on God's word and believe. So I pray that you enjoyed the musical selection on tonight, a different selection. But every now and then, you have to go back to the old landmark and remember where we first came and fell in love with the Lord Jesus Christ. So I am so excited to bring forth Pastor Norman King once again. He's going to bring forth God's word on tonight. Again, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. And right now we are going to come together and read and see what God is going to say to us on tonight through Pastor Norman King. Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you.
Praise the Lord. I'm so grateful, so humbly grateful to be given the opportunity, amen, for it's for us by God's grace and his mercy, and for as he allowed me to be here tonight and to be able to be humble and be decreased as he's increased to the word that he has for his people. And I just want to thank God, Brother James, first cousin, for the splendid work in the name of the Lord that he is allowing the Lord to work through him, and it can't do nothing but, as the old folks say, get gooder and gooder in Jesus' name. As we come tonight with a part two of the message I spoke, and I thought I was supposed to win a different way, but the Holy Spirit let me know, no, you ain't done yet, because I got the two more things to talk about, amen, in this message that I preached, I think it's around the 25th of last month. So we're going to get straight to the word. Amen. I thank God again. And I just want to say thank you, Lord. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are so humbly grateful for thy abiding presence. We know, Father God, that what we're doing is not about us. It's all about you. And we just want to say thank you for another opportunity that you have granted us, Father God, on this Saturday night, Father God, in the midst of all these things that's going on around us. We know we are covered. Hallelujah. We are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, Father God, by his grace and his mercy. We thank you, Father God, for you allowing us this opportunity to come before you to allow your Holy Spirit to speak through me and to your people, Father God, wherever they may be, that they may receive the word. We pray, Father God, that they will humble themselves and not be in such a way, Father God, that will hinder or quench the Holy Spirit the way it's going to speak to them this night. We pray, as Brother James said earlier, you know, I live in North Carolina, so we pray, Father God, not just North Carolina, you know, but we just praying for the hurricane that's going through, Father God. We pray for those families that have lost loved ones. We pray, Father God, that somebody is standing, representing you in the midst of all these things that are going on, Father God, because we are the salt of the earth and we are the light of the world. We say thank you, Father God, for your representation, and we give you all the praise, honor, and glory. It's in Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. I want to get back, and we're going to be looking at Matthew, the third chapter, verses 16 and 17 is going to be the key verses. So as I begin to read verse 16 in the King James, 16 says, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw, talking about Jesus, the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. That's the voice of God. So as I said earlier, we go back we're here tonight to do a part two of this message, Identity Crisis. So we know that there are a lot of people seeking identity. And the sad thing about this is that the church has adopted a word that the world uses, and that is by any means necessary. People are seeking identity by any means necessary, and that's not the way it's supposed to be for the kingdom people, the people of God. We are not supposed to be seeking identity by any means necessary, because what we have here is an example. Amen. If you look at verse 17, the example was, "And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased." So along with that topic, identity crisis, I want to use affirmation of the Father. So in for us to get our own identity goes against the word of God, because what God was doing here in that 17th verse, he was affirming his son. And before I get into some more details with that, I really want to expound on a few things to be, let it be part of my opening. As we look at this, amen, and what we see here in our key verses 16 and 17, but I can't keep on without going to verse 13. Well, 13, it says, "Then cometh Jesus." Now, John the Baptist was baptizing in the Jordan. In verse 13 says, "Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John," what? "To be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answered, saying to him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered. Now, over the word suffer means then he allowed him. And what Jesus was telling John, you ain't going to change my Father's words. I understand what you're saying. And John said, I ain't worthy to baptize you. But the bottom line is that, and I'm going to read some commentary notes, so just follow me for a minute. I want to just bring some intro into this thing. Jesus came specifically to John to be baptized. Jesus was compelled to be baptized, but not just to be baptized. He was compelled to be baptized by John. He was to identify himself with John's ministry. Let me pause for a second. Amen. Now, see, that word identity is used in this passage right here, in this example, right? Jesus was to identify himself with John's ministry. My question to you tonight, what ministry is you identifying yourself with? Are you identifying yourself with a ministry that believes in the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Or do you identify yourself in a ministry that goes against God's word? So Jesus, this was a setup, y'all. Amen. Jesus was the Messiah. He was the Lamb of God being proclaimed by John. Now, John was telling everybody about Jesus, huh? Yeah, he was. Yes. Now, why would Jesus seek to be baptized? The very fact that the Son of God would be baptized is startling. He was the, talking about Jesus, he was the author and finisher of our faith, the founder of the movement of Christianity. Amen. He, talking about Jesus, was the one who was making baptism possible and effectual for man. John baptized, baptism was a call for men to take a stand and to become identified with a life of repentance and righteousness. In other words, John was saying, you need to get it right now. Repent. Right now. In other words, making preparation. Jesus needed no repentance. So let's get this thing in order now. Jesus needed no repentance. He was already perfectly righteous. He was the purchaser of righteousness. Jesus was what? The ideal man. So I want to go ahead and get this part of the intro instilled into this message for tonight. Amen. Who are you identifying yourself with? In other words, Jesus identified himself with John Ministry, because John Ministry was for real. I'm asking you a question again, and only you know this, and God, of course. Who are you, or what ministry are you identifying yourself with? Amen. So as we do this part two of this sermon, I'm going to get into some areas I didn't cover last time, but I want us to understand that I got to reiterate the initiality of this message, and it was talking about being affirmed by the Father. Amen. In other words, God was affirming his Son. I'm going to reiterate that scripture again. Verse 17. And lo, a voice from heaven came, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Can God say it about you tonight? Come on, somebody. Huh? In other words, what you are doing, has it been affirmed by God? Now, if it wasn't important to be affirmed, then we wouldn't have this example here, right here. So what this example is showing us, that our Father, which are in heaven, is showing us that he had to affirm his Son. So you and I cannot do the work of the Lord without what? Being affirmed by the Father. Amen? Let's look back at verse 16, for example. And when Jesus, when he was baptized, went straight up out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God, what? Descending like a dove. Amen? So again, the affirmation of the Father was taking place. Amen? So let me reemphasize. We must be affirmed. Amen. And what that means is, what God was doing was, he was giving a positive declaration. He was given, amen, he was given approval. Amen. Adam lost his identity when he sinned. Amen. And if this message is to you tonight, that if you lost your identity, for you who lost your identity, and you who did not even know from the start, come on, somebody, because I know on the side of my voice, I weigh the Holy Spirit, that some of you started out right, but something happened. Amen. So this word tonight is not a word of condemnation. This is a word of uplifting. This is a word of edification. This is a word of exhortation. Amen. So I'm here not to condemn no one. I'm God, amen, as God sent me by to be able to speak a word unto his people. And that's all I'm doing, humbly before him, giving some words of edification, exhortation, and comfort. Amen. So we have here, within this illustration, according to God's word, verse 16, talking about this is the first time the Trinity, the three persons of the Godhead, is clearly seen in the New Testament. The Son, Jesus Christ, was being baptized. The Holy Spirit descended upon the Son, and God the Father voiced his approval. Amen? So we have some unusual signs of Jesus' baptism. Three signs in particular are mentioned in Matthew. The heavens were open. Reemphasizing something I said last time. Amen? So we got a scripture in Ephesians 1:3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Amen? So the Spirit descended like a dove. the dove was given to Jesus as a special sign that Jesus was the Son of God. So what kind of sign have you been given? How can people know, whether they understand or not, but they should see, if, even if they don't understand, they should see something different about how you're walking. Amen. But I don't want, this is not the main reason or my main emphasis on the message tonight, because I want to still stick with identity crisis and being affirmed by the Father, because that has not changed, my sisters and my brothers. We still supposed to be what? Affirmed by our Father. Amen. Our Heavenly Father. Amen. And we see that according to God's word, where God the Father affirmed his Son. Amen. Amen. So the Father affirmed his Son. Amen. And then after that, he says the power of the Holy Ghost. So we must be affirmed. Now, to change gears on this, because I want to touch home tonight, y'all. Amen. I want to touch home every night, but I want to make it a little bit more personal. Amen. If you are a father biologically who have a son, sons, or daughters, then Solomon says, train up a child in the way that they must go. So here we go again. We're supposed to affirm our children. Amen. Other words, we don't supposed to allow our kids to be prey. Other words, we see the condition of the world today. And a lot of what we got going on is that we got a lot of people who never have been affirmed by their daddy. I ain't talking about God now. I'm talking about by their earthly father. Come on. Huh? And there was a time when it wasn't like it is now. There's a reason why things are so out of control. Amen. So here we go again. I'm not here to condemn. I'm here to give you the revelation from the Holy Spirit that say that if you person or persons that this word of God is talking about, then this is your opportunity to get yourself back in your position. Amen. You may be out of the position that you once were in, and what this word is saying tonight, if that may be you, this is your opportunity as you receive the word of God to what? Get back in your position, your God-given position. Amen. And if your kids may be grown, amen. If you wrong them in some way, ask them for forgiveness, amen. Because you still, as long as you got breath in your body, you and I are supposed to still what? Be a light. Amen. So what we're saying here is that God declared his son. Amen. And we have to declare or and affirm our kids. Because one thing about it, if we slip and don't affirm our kids, amen, because they are seeking some type of identity. I remember even myself growing up, we were seeking identities. And it wasn't God's identity. Amen. But that's, we know, amen, that what this word of God is declaring tonight, that the identity that we're supposed to be affirmed is with God. Amen. And it's the parent's responsibility to nourish them and teach them what thus saith the Lord. Because one thing about affirming your children, if you don't affirm your kids according to God's word, guess what? They're going to be identified with something else or somebody else. Amen. Be like Mike. I'm going to call it like it is, y'all. Amen. That's not saying in a bad way, but see, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the other things shall be added unto you. So we're supposed to be seeking, identify ourselves with R&B singers, with the rappers, or with sports icons. Amen. Because it's supposed to be according to God's word. We got to take our rightful place, mothers and fathers. I'm a father myself, amen. And I didn't cross my T nor dot in my I. So one thing I learned about preparing God's word, that it puts you in conviction yourself, if you tell the truth about it, amen. So we got to start, amen, to pray continually. But at the same time, and I'm a grandfather myself, amen, and teach and preach, amen, and to give examples until your whoever you may come in contact with, but mostly your children. Amen. That's your first line right there. Amen. Because if you don't give them the way, the information that God says that we're supposed to be identified with, then they're going to seek some other way to be identified. Amen. So what we need to receive tonight is that your children need to be identified by you. Oh, well, Pastor King, they grown. And what that means? So they is grown. God's word has not changed. Amen. If you, and I'm guilty of myself. Amen. But my point is this here, y'all. Let's, what the Bible said, be ye reconciled back to God. It's about reconciliation, y'all. Amen. So if we didn't do, amen, this is your time to make it right with them and say, look, forgive me. I didn't do what God's word said. Matter of fact, it could be. You didn't know. I didn't know. Let's tell the truth. I know now. Amen. So that I know now, let's bring about change when? Now. I'm going to say again, Adam lost his identity. Yeah, he did. Because one thing, we got to be truthful about it, and we see how so the world is so much now in all the different type of medias, right? And all these mimicking after this, that, and other, right? Amen. Because people want to be identified. Amen. And one thing we got to understand about Satan, Satan want to destroy your identity. Satan do not what? Do not want you to come in contact with your identity. Because if you do, then you become a threat to what? To him. Amen? Let me say this right here. I thank you, Holy Ghost. I got a verse I want to share. Amen. I got more than one verse, but this one here, thank you, Holy Ghost, is what I want to speak on, being that I'm in this area in this message right now. Now, dealing with Satan. Satan wants to steal. Satan wants you to know what your identity is. Now, we got in 2 Corinthians 4:4, this is what it says, in whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. And that's what I'm doing tonight. I'm being that glorious gospel light. You be that glorious gospel light tonight, amen, because we see what the word of God is saying about those who Satan has blinded because they don't know the truth, amen. But I said some time back there about we are the salt of the earth and we are light of the world. So many people was not affirmed. If we got pastors and preachers, I'm going to call it like it is now, was not affirmed by God. Amen. And we got to understand that if Jesus had to be affirmed, come on somebody. Amen. If it's not if because the word says that it was. So I'm going to say take the if out. Jesus was affirmed by the Father, and we, clergymen, we must be affirmed by the Father. Amen? Because some of us coming up and even still now want to be identified. You got all these street names, and I'm not going to call them out, but you know what I'm talking about. Young men want to be identified. You got all these street AK this and AKA that and all these kind of names. Amen? Let's get our rightful place, people of God. Amen? And even if we wrong or didn't do right, let this word be a word tonight to bring conviction that you may what? Get back in your position. Romans 11:29 says the gifts and callings of God are without repentance, meaning God does not change his mind. So let us get what? Back in position. Because there shouldn't be a identity crisis. It's only a crisis when you what? Don't know who you are. Amen. Somewhere in somebody's life, there was a lack of affirmation. I'm just preaching the word, y'all. Amen. We can tell by the trend. Amen. And it's like you look at TV, the commercials, and you see so much of it, and it's so out of control. And you see the effect of and that lack of affirmation. That's why we got so many of our daughters, so many of our sons who's walking around loose because they've never been affirmed. What? By the Father. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about biological father, because you have a place. Hey, man, if you got a daughter, then your daughter's supposed to be a queen. Fathers, teachers, and I'm speaking more about fathers, but this also applies to the mother as well. So it's not a gender thing, y'all. Amen. But I'm just speaking. I want you to have an understanding of what I'm saying. I'm not just saying this only come from the father, because if you're a parent, a mother or father, this is the same way. Mothers, teach your girls how to be queens. Fathers, teach your girls how to be queens. Come on. Fathers, teach your boys how to be the man. And mothers, teach your sons how to be the man. And look at Kevin Durant. We got an example by Kevin Durant. Amen. It's evident that Kevin Durant's mother was very involved in his life. Okay, off of that, amen. Jesus had to be what? Affirmed. Amen. And we see even when God affirmed him, just to re-emphasize on a little something, right, real quick, I want to move on because I know time is up on us, amen. We see, and re-emphasize, we see that in Matthew 3:17, where God affirmed his son, right? We see that. And then look at chapter 4, verse 1. Then Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and after he hungered, and when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be. I mean, I told y'all last time about those three if. But see, the thing about it, the devil's a liar. He always have and always will be. Amen. Don't subject yourself to a lie or allow someone to say to you who you're not. Be who God say you are. Come on, somebody. That's why Jesus, let me read one example. Now, remember verse 17, chapter 3, is when God affirmed his son. But then in chapter 4, verse 3, and when thou be the son of God, commanded these stones be made bread. But Jesus answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Now, I want to keep on moving because I want to make sure I hit some errors tonight in this part of this message, right? So someone always going to try to tell you what you're not. Come on. But you got to know who you are. Amen. One of the songwriters said, whoever the devil say I am, I'm not. He say, well, I'm not, I am. I may say the back of what y'all follow what I'm saying, right? Just remember this right here. And my question to you is that, who are you searching for? Amen. We must have a balance. Amen. In other words, this word is to tell you, don't be in search of your identity by who people say you are. Be who God say you are. Amen. And mothers and fathers, get your children, no matter how old they are, and take them on their knees and pray with them and allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you through these patches of scriptures. Amen. That you may understand, that they may understand that, you know what, I want to be who God says that I am. And I no longer want my identity to be a crisis, because it was, but not anymore. So I want to know, and not only know, but I want to walk in the person who God said that I am. And I told you I think last month, 2 Corinthians 5:17, where it says that we are the righteousness of God in him. In who? In Jesus Christ. Amen. Because Satan will immediately attack you and tell you who you are not. That's what he tried with Jesus. Amen. So, in other words, and he has a way of wanting you to think there's something wrong with you, not just the devil. Let me get off the spirit side and get with everyday life here so y'all can feel me on this message tonight. Everyday life. You're gonna have somebody to try to question you and saying, you're not who you say you are. Oh, you ain't no Christian because you doing this, that. Yeah, man, I slipped. I backslid. Repent. And still say, I am who God say I am. Come on, somebody. We got to get bold with this thing, y'all. Don't let your identity be a crisis, amen. Don't compromise who you are because of what people think you are. Or don't compromise who you are because who people say. Are you hearing me, church? God has already approved and he already affirmed you. Well, what you mean, preacher? Well, I'm going to show you what I mean. I'm just not just talking. James said a while ago, get your Bibles. Get your paper and pencil. Amen. I'm going to show you something here, y'all. God bless you. Have a smile upon you. Look what it says in First Ephesians, the first chapter, verse 3. It's be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And look what he did. Who had blessed us. That's past tense, y'all. Come on. So you already blessed. Don't say I'm going to be blessed. I'm already blessed. I'm trying to keep on, y'all. Let me start over again, Holy Ghost. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. Where? In Christ. See, you're looking for your blessings, but the reason why you can't find them, guess what? You're looking in the wrong place. Our blessings, it says here, is in heaven places. Where? In Christ. And look what it says in verse 4. According as he has chosen us in him, what? Before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame, what? Before him in love, to the adoption of children by Jesus Christ, what? To himself according to the good pleasure of his will, huh? To the praise of the glory of what? His grace, wherein he had made us acceptable, accepted in the beloved. So he has already accepted you. Amen. Bump what somebody say about you or try to say who you are. I want you to know from this verse here that God has already approved you. God has already affirmed you before you even came in this world. So be confident in knowing who you are. Amen? If somebody don't like you, what does that matter? If they don't like you, they don't like you, and they can try to say you are this and you are that. Let me show you another verse with y'all. Come on, Holy Ghost. People, I don't like him because this, that. It don't matter. Look, get over it. Amen? Because just be who God say you are. Come on, church. Amen? We got to be who God said you is. Look what it says here. In familiar verse to some of y'all, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord. Don't matter what somebody else say. You know, that's why it's so awesome to know God's word. Let me start over again. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Here we go again, y'all. It doesn't matter what people say about you. You best to know who you are. The word of God did already approve. Well, God has approved you. God has affirmed you. Amen. Who are you letting approve you? That's a good question. Yes, yes. You all messed up because the son didn't give you their approval. You better know that who approve you, who affirm you, is God. Amen. So mothers and fathers, biologically, affirm your children. If they don't know, and you who out here raising kids, saying right, y'all, start them off right. King Solomon had it right. He said, train up a child in a way that they must go. Amen. So you got to know that God has already affirmed us through his word. So let us get our kids in line and let us let them know that God has already approved them. God has already what? Affirmed them. Amen. Don't allow yourself to be. Now, here we go again. Daddy had a saying, bless him, he's going on to be with the Lord, that if you don't raise your kids, somebody is. Who are the role models? They're going to have a role model somewhere or another. So why not let them be, know what God's word is, and God's word affirm them and approve them, instead of them find out on their own out there in the streets. Come on, huh? Amen. And we got to understand something, that we got to hold God's standard. Amen. And let them know that you have already been approved. I shared that with you in Ephesians, the first chapter, verse 3 through 6. Amen. And we are already blessed, y'all. Amen. And when you locate your blessings, you see in that scripture it says your blessings is located in Christ. Some of us are looking for a blessing. I'm looking for a blessing. Well, you can't find it because you're not looking in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You was already chosen. God has chosen you before you was born. Amen. If people don't accept you, it don't matter. God has already accepted you. God has already affirmed you. It doesn't matter whether they accept you or not. Receive this word, people, God. Amen. Is that right? Because, see, the purpose of a thing is unknown. If the purpose of a thing is unknown, then results are inedible. Amen. So, in other words, God said, I want you to know. I want you to know that you are already blessed. You are already chosen. You have already been, what, accepted. Those three things right there. You already been blessed. You have already been chosen. And you already been, what, accepted. Amen. God has affirmed you. God has approved you. So you got to say and believe it and know that I'm blessed. I'm chosen. And I'm accepted according to what? The word of God. God is awesome. Isn't he awesome, y'all? And he is worthy to be praised. Satan has attacked men to get them out of their home. Now, I'm going to go ahead and talk about the absentee father. See, that's why we got so many men locked up, y'all. That's part of Satan's scheme. If I can get that man out of that house, come on. Remember growing up, Brother James, you got to reply over the air. But, I mean, I'm just making a statement, right? It was something about your old daddy and your mama, but daddy. And see, Satan wants to attack the home to get the man out. See, he wants the man to what, be out of his position. Adam was out of position. Yeah, he was. He was out, and that's how Satan come and approached Eve. Come on, y'all. And begin to say all about this, and God say, well, who told you this? My question to you, who are you listening to telling you this? Amen. I tell y'all something. God is awesome, y'all. We got to know one thing, y'all, and it's that the Father affirmed his son, Jesus, and we got to affirm our kids as well. Amen. What an example it is to have affirmation from us to our children, that they can grow and become adults and think back and talk back and share with them what their mother and father did in teaching them what thus saith the Lord. See, we can't do our own thing, y'all. Yeah, I know. I'm going to do my own thing. No, you can't neither. That's why you're so messed up now. Yeah. We got to be about our father business. Amen. Absentee father is on an increase because Satan is attacking the home. And if your home is not covered, come on, somebody. Amen. If your home is not covered, oh, man, I'm telling you. I tell y'all, see, when the glory is gone, come on. When the glory is out the house, see, there are scriptures that talk about men is the glory in the home. And when the men is out of the house, then glory is gone. Come on, y'all. Amen. That's not downplayed on the mother. But there's something that God says. Now, look here, y'all. In Malachi 4:62, it says, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. That's in Malachi 4:6. I'm just trying to share you what the word of God says. Amen? So I'm going to go ahead and end right here because I know there's so much meat in this, and I want to try to be so quick and try to compile everything, and I'm going to go ahead and just say this last little word. Quick seeking approval of man, because God has already approved you, of course, Ephesians, the first chapter, verse 3-6. Amen. And my question to you is that where do you go from here? Where do you go from here? And with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and play my ending song. As I yield this mic back to Brother James, let me play the song. Amen. Okay, just give me a second here. Amen. This is my song.
Tonight, and she's looking good. Come on, talk to me, church. Don't get sanctified on me now. They said I was a mistake. They said I was illegitimate. They said that I was the result of their sin. But how many know that God has the power to take your mess? Do I have any witnesses in here that God will take your stuff and make it a blessing to the nation? I was right down the street one day, and I was going through some things, and the enemy began to say to me, you're going through this because God doesn't really have a plan for your life. Because you're really not supposed to be here. You're a mistake. You're the result of Billy and baby. That's what you are. You God doesn't really have purpose for your life. And for a moment, I started to look at the facts and I almost believed it. But then I heard the Spirit of God say, "Time, the devil is alive." Know the devil can't tell the truth if he wanted to. And God began to burst this song in my spirit. He said, "No, son, you're not a mistake. And I do have a plan for your life." He said, "I created you to give me all the glory."
Okay, Brother James, I'm going ahead. I'm going to end it. It's just enough to come out there. So God bless y'all. Hope the word has touched you and met you where you at. I yield the mic over to Brother James. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That was such a very needed word for such a time as this. That is a fact. That is a true word on tonight. And I do pray that it has been received in love on tonight. If you see where this word is trying to ping and gnaw at you and into your heart, that means this word was for you on tonight. So you need to go to the Lord, and you need to go to God sincerely and ask God to forgive you of your sins and your transgressions, so that he can work on your heart, so that you can move by the Holy Spirit as he moves through you, so that you can do what God has called for you to do, so you don't have to worry about finding out what your identity is. You will already know.
Amen.
And reconfirm that your identity is in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And soon coming King. So that's your identity. So don't let man or anyone in the world make you think that you are not loved. If you are not approved by God, if you are saved in Jesus' name, you have your identity in Christ Jesus. So that's a trick of the enemy to try to get people confused and off their spiritual square. Don't let the enemy knock you off your spiritual square. Stand on God's word. Whose report are you going to believe on tonight? Are you going to believe the report of the Lord or man's report? So I'd rather believe the report of the Lord. I pray again that this word has been received in love on tonight. We thank Pastor Norman King for such an awesome word, for such a time as this. And we just pray that the Lord will continue to bless Pastor Norman King and his family, his ministry, and the works of his hands, that God will continue to bless him and use him for his glory. Now we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, your sufficient grace toward each one of us. Heavenly Father, I personally want to come say thank you, even for my enemies. Thank you for my trials, my tests, every lie that has been told on me on behalf of Jesus Christ's sake, and everything that has come against me. Heavenly Father, I know that you are all aware of every situation. So I thank you for every storm that has come my way, every trial and every test and tribulation, that they all have come to make me stronger in you. And not only me, but every faithful doer of your word, we all go through storms in life. We all go through trials and tribulations. We all have enemies, but we know that they are coming toward us because you allowed them to come to make us strong in you. You test our faith in so many different ways. But you are still worthy to be praised. Through it all, we can say you are worthy to be praised. So we just thank you, Heavenly Father, that we know that our identity is in your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King for those that are saved in his name. And it's our prayer on tonight that the word has gone forth with power on tonight, that those that were not saved before hearing this word, that they are now saved in Jesus' name, and they now know who they are in Christ Jesus. And they also know that God, you will lead and guide them, and you will anoint them, and you will show them what their God purpose is in the earth, so that they will fulfill it in the earth. Your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we now lift up every listener on tonight, that you will continue to have your way in their lives. Move by your spirit, Heavenly Father, and every door that's going to be open in your name, And in the name of Jesus Christ, on tomorrow, move by your Spirit, Heavenly Father, to the saving of many souls. The backsliders will come back to the fold, but the body of Christ will be strengthened and edified all over the land for your glory. On tomorrow is our prayer. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in us, that we can continue to be the city that sits on a hill that cannot be hid, because everywhere we go, somebody will see Jesus Christ in us, your Son. So we just give you the glory, honor, and praise, and thank you for this opportunity to be able to share another word to your listeners on tonight. Continue to be blessed and glorified, Heavenly Father. We just bless your name on tonight. We love you because you first loved us in spite of ourselves. We are flawed, but we are favored by you. So we just bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, that's our program for tonight. So we pray that you find yourself in the house of the Lord, giving God glory, honor, and praise among the other saints on tomorrow. He says in his word, don't fail to assemble yourself together to give God praise and glory and honor. Then after you come out the four walls of the church, then go into the streets and do battle, street ministry for his glory. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. So I love you. Know that God loves you. God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. And guess what we're going to do? We're going to continue to give God praise. Why? He is worthy to be praised. Until the next time, good night.